Jovia, Wes Clark has lost the race. It's John Kerry who's talking first, so let's go back to Kerry headquarters as he gets to give a victory speech.
Well, I love New Hampshire. And I love Iowa, too. And I hope, with your help, to have the blessings and the opportunity to love a lot of other states in the days to come. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, New Hampshire, for lifting up this campaign and the cause of an America that belongs not to the privileged, not to the few, that belongs to all Americans. And let me tell you, this victory belongs to all of you who made the phone calls, walked the snowy, cold streets. Gave your hearts, your hands, and countless sleepless nights. You stayed the course here in New Hampshire. And because of you, this has been a successful and a happy campaign. And I make this pledge to you tonight. I have spent my whole life fighting for what I think is right and against powerful special interests, and I have only just begun the fight. This is our mission.
That's that chorus of Bring It On from the Kerry supporters as they're reacting to his speech.
So I have a message. I have a message for the influence peddlers, for the polluters, the HMOs, the big drug companies that get in the way, the big oil, and the special interests who now call the White House their home. We're coming, you're going, and don't let the door hit you on the way out.
A lot of John Kerry supporters chanting along with that line, which is well known now. It's become part of his stump speech.
This victory belongs also in a special way to the veterans who marched with us.
He's turning around now, Melissa, I gather, to...
They helped lift us up from the lowest points to the point where we are today. I know that all of you will join me in saying a special thank you to Max Cleland and Jim Rassman and
And we should say, Melissa Block, that behind Senator Kerry, as Senator Cleland now approaches him, are veterans wearing veterans' caps behind him. That's the picture we see.
In the hardest moments of the past month, I depended on the same band of brothers that I depended on some 30 years ago. We're a little older and a little grayer, but I'll tell you this. We still know how to fight for our country. And if I am president, I pledge...
Well, the chanting now seems to be win, win, win.
When I am president...
Ah, when I am president, I see.
I pledge that those who wore the uniform of the United States of America will have a voice and a champion in the Oval Office. Now, this campaign goes on to places all over this country. And I ask Democrats everywhere to join us so that we can defeat George W. Bush and the economy of privilege. And so that we can fulfill the ideal of opportunity, not just for some, but for all Americans. I ask those of you who are not yet part of this campaign to go to johnkerry.com. And I want you to march with us across this land and demand a government that's on your side again. That is the mission of this campaign. And together, we can lift our country up to the America that all of us know that we can become. So stand with me. Stand with me, and together we're going to give America back its future by repealing the Bush tax cuts for wealthy Americans and investing... And investing in health care and education for children. Stand with us. Stand with us, and together we will build a prosperity in this country where Americans are not just working for the economy, but the economy is working for Americans. A prosperity where we will reduce the poverty of millions rather than reducing the taxes of millionaires. A prosperity where we create jobs here at home and where we shut down every loophole, every incentive, every reward that goes to some Benedict Arnold CEO or company that take the jobs overseas and stick Americans with the bill. Stand with us, and together we will give America the fundamental decency of health care that is affordable and accessible, and the right and not a privilege that is available to all Americans. And we will make the same plan available to all Americans that is available to senators and congressmen, because your health care...
Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts giving his victory speech, having won the New Hampshire primary with, it looks like about 39% of the vote, and now that almost three-quarters of the precincts are accounted for in New Hampshire. Melissa Block is there at headquarters. Is this pretty much the Kerry stump speech that we're hearing? We have to get to some other candidates, too, before we go away, but is this what he's been saying all along?
It is just about verbatim what he's been saying all along. We have the text here, and if you want a little preview, I can tell you he's going to quote from Robert Frost in a couple of minutes. Robert Frost, a native son actually of Vermont, but who lived in New Hampshire and wrote a number of his poems here, and that's coming up. But other than that, pretty much the stump speech that he's been giving all around New Hampshire.
It's interesting to listen to John Kerry talk about the economy of privilege, obviously speaking of George Bush there, but given his background, it's an interesting use of words.
He is himself a man of privilege, went to Yale, Boston Brahmin, as they're called. But the voters that I've talked to, that hasn't seemed to have been an issue. In fact, one woman compared him to an old pocketbook when we talked to her. And that, she used that as a favorable term.
Well, Melissa, thank you.